This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have another kiss, another.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Carlos in Texas, thanks for calling in. You're on the air. Welcome.
Alex, how are you doing today?
Good, brother. Thanks for calling.
First-time caller, long-time listener. I am from the, I think it's Sector 6 in Texas. In Texas. I'm from Houston. Alex, I've been listening to you for a long time. And is it okay if I do a plug real quick? I've been using your products for a while.
Sure, now. Please.
I live by, I don't know why I'm so nervous, but
Silver Bullet,
but the Silver Bullet, I am all for the Silver Bullet. It's helped me during these, cold winters. You know, I'm a construction worker, so it helps keep me nice and healthy while I'm working outside. But I did want to talk to you, or talk to everybody, or just bring it up. The degradation of our society. You know, they're trying to make us genderless. My daughter asked me about it the other day, and you know, I come from a Christian background. My parents are pastors. I've been in church my whole life, and I explained it to my daughter, and we even went into scripture about it. You know, it's not about us not being greater than other people or thinking that we're better than them, but the Bible tells us clearly, you know, that it's immoral to be, a homosexual. A homosexual or being genderless in all this totality. We are men and women. That's the way we're born.
And Carlos, you shouldn't have to apologize for pointing out the sky's blue. It's in Brave New World. It's the UN plan. It's in Brave New World Revisited nonfiction to make us genderless, to stop us reproducing. So they say, oh, you're not moral. Let us adults who aren't parents teach your kid about sex. That's called being a pervert. People need to start filing lawsuits against these school districts and not putting up with being buffaloed by this crap. So I just tell your daughter point blank, this is a scientific plan to confuse her and mess her up so she never has kids.
I listen to you every single day. You, Owen, I listen to Dave, I listen to all of you guys. I bore the crap out of my wife with it. I scare my wife sometimes, but I tell her, it's important that we know this so we can teach our children and so we can red pill other people within our sphere. It's so difficult to talk to people who have closed minds or that actually don't want to know about this stuff, Alex. It drives me nuts because even within my own family, you know, I was going to have my aunt who was going to vote for Beto and Beto 2018. And I'm like, yeah, which means aunt. I told her aunt, you know, Beto supports abortion. And then I sent her a pamphlet of all his talking points. And she ended up voting for Ted Cruz, who is pro-life.
They were stealing the election for pedo, so it's a good thing you did that. But absolutely, every person you reach out to gets around the system, and they used to ignore us. They thought we didn't have any power. They thought you didn't have any power. Now they're trying to censor everybody because they know we've got a good chance of stopping these monsters. And we don't have a choice. I mean, like you said, they're coming after our children. Your daughter, I mean, how old is your daughter? She shouldn't be hearing about this crap.
Oh, my God. She's 12, but, you know, there's a show on, I don't know if it's Nickelodeon or Disney, it's called Andy Mack. It talks about how there's this little boy in there who likes Andy Mack, a love interest in the show. Like, and these are all little kids, and there's a little boy.
No, but that's okay, because, I mean, Kid Love's the name of Bill Maher's production company. He says 12-year-olds having sex with 35-year-olds is love. There's nothing wrong with Bill Maher saying the actual NAMBLA slogan is the name of his production company. Everything's okay. Don't be hateful. It's just love, Carlos.
I know. But you know what? This came up question, and I talk to my daughter all the time about what's right and what's wrong. And I'm hoping to instruct her the way I was raised, the way I was raised in a Christian home. Like, okay, this is right. This is wrong. But eventually she's going to get to a point where she's going to have to make her own decisions, and hopefully the way
absolutely.
I
raise great job, Carlos. God bless you. Thanks for the support. Josh and many others are calling.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Field running against Trump in 2020, going for the nomination, the Democratic Party, she says that we just need free health care, free education, and no borders. While she was behind big iron fences and security, hundreds and hundreds of police officers for her announcement. You're like, that kills common sense. I mean, every country has to have borders or it's not a nation, especially if you're bordering a really dangerous, collapsed third world. But again, this is the war on logic. And we've got such a giant, dumbed-down mass of people in this country now. And the average person that is smart and informed doesn't want to get politically involved, so the spread of evil is expanding. Okay, let's go ahead and take some more calls here. Who's been holding the longest? Let's go ahead and talk to Andy in Connecticut. Well, Andy hasn't been home the longest. David in Connecticut's been holding the longest on socialism. Go ahead.
Yes, sir.
Welcome.
Can you hear me?
I sure can.
All right. When it comes to socialism, this is going to be something we're actually going to need with this whole technocracy coming up. It's unfortunate we got crazy people in government that we can't trust, but you got machines taking jobs for the past 10 years. And without... I'd say 20 years from now, people, 50% of this population is going to lose their jobs. You know, it's almost the only viable solution.
Well, you're a smart cookie, David, but let's go one step further. The globalists admit they're forcing a type of robotics technocracy system that replaces humans and makes us obsolete, and then they're just going to entertain us to death, literally, with sterilization and things like that to get your welfare money. And, of course, that'll sound reasonable. Good, sterilize the welfare people, but it'll never end. The global social score, the total control. We're entering into a literal brave new world where, by law, your children will be inducted to be sterilized. They'll be convinced to do it by brainwashing techniques. And then if you stand in the way, you won't get your credit money for the year. But if you allow it, you'll be praised and be cool. So this is the most hellish evil system the planet has ever created. And so they're building a world where humans are obsolete by design. Where, oh, it's the coolest thing. Robots that cook your food at a restaurant. Robots that drive you in your car. Robots that fly your plane. And every study shows taking ourselves out of the equation weakens us, you know, like people floating around on the cruise ship in the movie WALL-E. So they're designing it so that by the time we realize we've been taken over, our manhood, our humanity, our womanhood, our resistance is vestigial. It's not really there. It's a shrunken version of itself because we had already been soft-killed by the time we figured out the final blow was dropping. That's why they want me off the air. They don't want people to reignite their life force, to reignite their sense of destiny, and to realize what's happening.
In an old convalescent home and say, what the heck did our kids do to us? Because they're going to give this, they're going to give their freedoms away. And it's scary. But I appreciate you and your voice. And I'm a daily listener, second time caller. Keep the fight going.
Brother, I appreciate you.
I need to keep waking up.
Appreciate you, David. But David summed up the whole broadcast today. An artificial system is being built to make us obsolete. And then they'll be able to social engineer us however they want because we're not going to have jobs. We're not going to know how to take care of ourselves, grow crops, fix a car. And it'll be illegal to fix your car. It's all going to be special facilities that do it, you know, for the environment. Everything's being designed to take humans out of their environment. This is a giant petri dish. This is a giant scientific test. And are we going to really do this to our children? No, we already have. And if we'll put up with, you know, 3 million little boys in the country that can't talk and are wearing diapers when they're 20 years old, we'll put up with 50 million. And we're going to. We're going to die. And it'll only be the robots and automation and reclamation that takes care of the processing that half your neighbors have cancer. And if they've got money, they can battle it. And everybody's got allergies so bad that nobody can hardly even eat food. It's because of all the GMO, all the pathogens, all the multi-layered binary weapons. And again, the globalists wrote books on how they were going to do this. And we're now seeing what the world government's like. We're now understanding. So now you understand. And people like Joe Rogan think his family's going to be safe because he goes along with this. And other people are going to be part of the system. They're going to be okay. No, you're not. And that's the big thing is we should, there are millions of people now that serve the cult in the U.S. alone. Thousands that are actually in control positions. And their religion is hating the population, hating children, hating the future, and wanting to be predators. And they'll do whatever they're told, and they have a horrible attitude towards humanity. And then as they successively add more pressure to the population, we become more demonic, that just legitimizes what they're doing because they're the people making us like they are. All the movies about serial killers are cool, and pedophilia is cool, and devil worship's cool. It's everywhere now. Because they're making their move, folks. Speaking of devil worship, John in Arizona wants to talk about it. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, it's Josh. But I'm so happy to be talking to you. Thank you for taking my call.
And thanks for calling.
Thank you for grabbing the bull by the horns. I mean, it must feel amazing to see a pseudo healthcare professional doctor touting the party line on Fox News, countering the measures that you've put into action in terms of raising awareness to vaccination. I think it's amazing.
Well, sir, please don't thank me. I'm thanking you for the support. We're all in this together. But if people really knew how real this was, they wouldn't care about being cool or being in Hollywood or being part of the power structure. This is the takedown of the planet by the globalist.
Well, you're leading the fight, and nobody's grabbed the bull by the horns as you have. So it's amazing. And my thoughts and prayers are with David Knight, and I hope that he recovers expediently and his voice is back on the air soon. So I just want to say that. But anyways, Alex, the reason I called, I have a background in physiological sciences, and I was listening last week when Jan Irving was on, I think it was last week.
Yes.
Right before he disconnected, he mentioned adrenochrome. The whole thing was about devil worship and the globalist and the power of persuasion, you know, that psychotropics kind of induce. And a few weeks prior to that, you had a caller, Leonard, that was addressing the Podesta emails and devil worship. And I know that you referenced these emails a lot, but I think I'd like to propose an alternative definition for walnut sauce, because I think it's...
Get it quick. We're going to break.
All right. So,
hold on. I'll have to come to you after the guest. We'll have to come to you after the guest. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back after this break.
Please share the links. Please share the links. The children count on it.
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news. Today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Fine. now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
US, one of the largest, strongest, no-compromise groups defending our sovereignty, but now I had one like 10 years ago, so it hadn't been on a couple of years. Everything he's talked about and others have talked about has come true. The UN funding it, world government, trying to collapse our borders, it's just gotten crazy. And he had a big article that went viral at alipac.us and at gainreport.com. Why I want Ann Coulter to run for president in 2020. So here to break down what's behind this idea is William Gein. William, good to have you with us.
Hey, Alex. It's great to be back after a long time. And, you know, you've been through a lot since the last time I got to talk to you. I just wanted to thank you real quick for hanging in there and really continuing what you're doing. I think you red-pill more people in the country than anyone else. And they can't take you down. I think they pull the plug on you simultaneously because they had tried and tried and tried to slow you down. And you always found a way to keep coming back, and I know that, that the key to that's been the strength of the audience that's listening today. It's your supporters. They keep Alex Jones. They keep pushing you forward, and I hear you calling on them to do that more. And I just wanted to take a moment to appreciate that because I think how you've been able to stay in the fight and never surrender on these issues is an inspiration to others, or should be an inspiration to others. Both that you're doing that, and some of the techniques that you've used to be able to do that.
Well, I appreciate you, brother, but we're all in this together, and you know the war they've been waging on anybody that's for the country existing, anybody that believes in sovereignty. They are pushing hard against you, against everybody, because we started to win the last few years. But it appears, and I agree with you, that the swamp is starting to have Trump bog into it, and I think what you've been saying about only really getting on his butt will get him to come out of his malaise. So let's talk about your plan to get Coulter to run.
Well, one of the things I want people to realize, because I know, as you know, that when I get off this show, there'll be a lot of people screaming that I'm fake news, and I'll be told that I'm some type of liberal plant, and I'll also be told that I am a never-Trumper. For the record, for those not familiar with me, I voted for Trump. I donated to Trump. I volunteered for Trump. I rallied on overpasses for Trump. I attended Trump's inauguration, and when I endorsed Trump, which was the first presidential, Alipac, we usually endorse congressional candidates and U.S. Senate candidates that we believe support the existing immigration laws instead of any form of amnesty that would permanently destroy our borders. We never had endorsed in our 15-year history a presidential candidate. And the reason I endorsed Donald Trump was because he took the things that I've been saying and that you've been saying, combined with doing something that had never been possible before, putting the victims of illegal alien criminals on stage with him. I endorsed him. And when I did, I blew apart about, you know, the people that sustain your operation. Well, I lost about a third of my financial backers when I endorsed Trump. And many of them sent me the same messages. They're like, William, we trust you. We believe what you're saying. We just don't trust Trump. We don't think that he is sincere about what he's saying and what he's doing. We understand that what he's saying and doing is what we want to hear, but they just didn't believe it. So I took a big hit to support Donald Trump. Now, since that time, we've had to drop our endorsement of Donald Trump because he did not keep his promise to end DACA amnesty on day one. We did not abandon him quickly. We spent 7 months calling and begging and writing the White House and everything we could think of to do to ask him to honor his promises. And then we dropped our endorsement. Since that time, we're now tracking at least 10 critical immigration promises that Donald Trump has either unfulfilled or flat out broken or doing 180 degrees opposite from what we ask him to do. So, as you know, Alex, when you're in a position like me where you're banned from Fox News and MSNBC and all the others, And we're still on Facebook and Twitter, but we're shadow banned or sandbagged. So when I have something to say without my blue check mark, I'm lucky if a couple hundred people hear it, even though 600,000 people have joined our pages. We have to get a little sensational sometimes. We have to be very entertaining. And one of the entertaining, sensational things I've suggested is that Ann Coulter should consider running against Donald Trump in the 2020 primary because he is not listening to his base. He is not honoring his campaign promises on immigration. And I think that Ann Coulter, who's as imperfect as any of us, I was not a fan of her support for Mitt Romney at one point, or her closeness with Chris Christie, who are both amnesty-supporting globalists, in my opinion. I think Coulter could shake him up. And, you know, I wouldn't make any money from the ratings, but can you imagine the ratings and the entertainment value on an Ann Coulter-Donald Trump debate? This would be something that...
obviously a great idea, and of course you're the guy that had it, and I want to be clear. I was an earlier supporter of Trump, I think, on getting us out of the TPP and just saying that it's good to have a nation existing and good to defend the Second Amendment. And so many things he's done in a lot of areas are really good. And two, you know, a lot better Supreme Court justices than Hillary. But at the same time, when he then lets the FBI run rampant and leaves these Democrats in place and all these other things that are against his own interest, it's good to actually have a shot fired across his bow politically to let him know that his real base is getting very, very unhappy about what's happening. I've talked to big national talk show hosts, multiple ones that are very close friends of Trump. You talk to them almost every day. And, you know, Sean Hannity won't criticize the president. He trusts him, and I get that. And I think Hannity does a great job. Well, some of the others have found that, you know, Trump only listens to them when they criticize him about what he's doing. And so I think, you know, this whole Ann Coulter idea is a good one overall. My issue is, I agree with you that overall he's not done a bunch of stuff he said he'd do on immigration yet that he could have with executive power, like declare an emergency and just do it. That said, though, Coulter criticizes the emergency that I was talking about, but instead says keep the government shut down, which hurts the economy. Why not just bypass Pelosi having power, declare the emergency, it's in the Constitution? So I disagree with Coulter on some things as well. So it doesn't mean I really don't want Trump to win re-election, but I think you're saying get Coulter to start talking about running to get Trump back on the straight and narrow?
Well, and even if she needs to run, I don't think that it would be harmful for us to have a healthy GOP primary based on the issues and hold Trump accountable. And there's a wide variation of people who do and do not support what I'm doing right now. Me personally, I will never vote for Donald Trump again. I don't care if he's running against the socialist Oscar Cortez or whatever her name is. I can't vote for him again because I feel very betrayed. So it felt great during the campaign and at the inauguration to hear things that I've been saying for years echoing off the walls of the White House and to have some hope that that was going to take place. At this point in the battle to save this country from amnesty legislation, I mean, most of the country, and maybe a lot of people listening right now, would be shocked to know that there was an amnesty embedded in legislation that failed thanks to the Democrats last week that would have pushed us beyond the point of no return. It would have given amnesty to over 1 million DACA and TPS illegal immigrants. And, everybody said, it was a temporary thing. Listen, folks. There's nothing temporary about temporary protective statuses, okay? I've never seen one canceled in the last 20, 30 years, okay? And what Trump tried to do...
Yeah, what about the argument he did where he said, okay, on the Second Amendment, have whatever you want. They said ban all guns, blow up in their face. He did this with DACA and stuff a year and a half ago. They said we want everything, no borders. And I think he does that as a tactic, knowing they're not going to be reasonable.
Well, a lot of people say that, and a lot of people say that this is all part of Trump's big game plan and things like that. But look, folks, he's the president of the United States, and these are things he's saying directly from the Oval Office. The president of the United States has endorsed and is supporting amnesty bills that would destroy the border forevermore. And they thank God there are enough Americans who have been willing to stand up and push back and fight against those bills to stop them, because many people don't want to believe it or don't.
Sure, I'll say
this.
I mean, first a full wall, now a smaller wall. The wall is secondary to kicking people out that are here illegally.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Extend your life with the
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We've got our guest on with us, and I'm continuing the next hour a little bit, in the next segment with your phone calls. William Gaines here. He's written the article, Why I Want Ann Coulter to Run for President 2020. It's alipack.us. It's also up on Infowars.com. And, hey, I like the idea of getting other people to run the Republican primary. That would certainly make her look more extreme than Trump and probably get him even more votes, maybe. Or maybe Ann Coulter would get elected. That would be crazy. I know this. The globalists want Trump out because he's actually trying to be president. And I understand the lesser of two evil arguments is a fallacy. But, William, when you talk about Alexandria Cortez, you talk about Pocahontas, Elizabeth Warren, you talk about Kamala Harris saying no borders, period, and all of this. I mean, I get your point about Trump compromising with them. I just couldn't imagine not voting and supporting Trump over somebody like Pocahontas.
All immediately. It takes a while. A nation of America is sort of strong like that. We could be mortally wounded already. We could be beyond the point of no return. There's a good chance that enough illegal immigrants, combined with Muslim refugee resettlement programs and others, have now already taken us beyond the numeric point of no return, and that anyone promising the things that Donald Trump promised us could never be elected president again. Now, I don't know if we're past that invisible point yet or not, but we've got to be close to it, because everybody saw how close Trump came. Well, the bill that Trump endorsed last week would have eventually displaced 1 million Trump voters. Okay? 1 million illegal immigrants would have been on a path to eventual citizenship where they would vote Democrat, and we know they vote Democrat because of surveys, polling data, what the 1986 amnesty did to turn Republican state of California permanent socialist blue. If that bill passes, or the current bill being pushed by nepotism son-in-law Jared Kushner, who, if anybody would like to write to Jared Kushner and say, please don't continue supporting amnesty deals with Donald Trump, you can write him at, I think it's what, 666 Manhattan Avenue is where his real estate empire and offices are located. Kushner is on point now, offering 1.8 million green cards, which means a path to citizenship, permanent legal status. The DACA illegal aliens, DACA is an amnesty. So when Trump says it's not an amnesty, it's a temporary 3-year continuation of DACA, it's an amnesty. And he's not being very straightforward or honest with us. And there are a lot of people that have heard so many lies that even when I come along with, and representing the people who have been fighting in the trenches to stop amnesty for over a decade before Trump became a Johnny-come-lately to these issues, Trump had no credibility on these issues. He gained his credibility through the support of people like you and me and Ann Coulter and Jeff Sessions and Sheriff Joe Arpaio, who were so thankful to have someone champion our causes. But here's the list, the tracking list of where Trump is at on immigration issues based on our volunteer researchers at alipac.us. Trump promised that the caravan illegals could not come into the USA. We're going to be putting out an article in about 48 hours showing that most of the caravan illegal aliens have been allowed into the United States, and that's why more caravans are forming. Trump promised a border wall. There's no wall, and now he's talking about partial fencing in some places instead of a wall. Trump promised to end DACA amnesty on his first day in office. He continued the DACA for over a year, breaking his promise before any liberal judge, which, once again, I heard you talking earlier, Alex, about how the president doesn't have to listen to one judge beneath the Supreme Court on these things. I completely agree. But now that a judge has given him cover on the DACA, he did not end DACA, and he seeks to make DACA permanent and make it take it from an unconstitutional Obama directive and memos to a formal law. And I can tell you, we did not elect Donald Trump to make DACA permanent. We elected Donald Trump because he promised us illegal immigrants, including DACA dreamers, had to leave the country. Everyone should remember this when he told us this. He said, we either have a country or we don't. He told us the illegals had to leave. He told us he was going to form a deportation force. He's doing none of these things. He's actually doing something 180 degrees different than that. He promised us recently, red meat, just before the midterm elections, where a lot of voters like me did not get excited about things, that he was going to end birthright citizenship through an executive order. Didn't do it. He told us recently he was going to declare a state of an emergency to get the wall built. Didn't do it. He told us he was sending the military to help deal with the invasion. They were down there flipping burgers and stringing up some wire and standing back. Trump promised to end catch and release of illegal aliens, but catch and release continues, and patriots on the ground in Arizona are doing live videos showing the DHS buses, our tax money, paying for the gas, paying for the drivers. Our tax money is busing illegal aliens into the country and turning them free. And there's a pattern here that we see Trump shout something out, or his administration will do something that will catch the ire of the opposition, as you and I often do. And Trump will say, I'll give you the Asylum-seeking illegals must be returned to Mexico, and next week we're going to start sending them back at 20 per day. And then the media goes, oh, that horrible racist Donald Trump is going to start sending the asylum seekers back to Mexico. And then you find out, no, Mexico never agreed to this. Nobody's really going back to Mexico, but everybody heard the initial shouting. So there's so many people hearing this right now that are thinking,
well,
oh,
he follows it up and says we're going to try to cut funding to Mexico because they're not doing it. But, you know, a lot of it is that Trump is surrounded by a bunch of people that are from the swamp who don't carry out what he says. I mean, they brag about it.
Yeah, he hired a lot of globalists and open borders people and stuck them at DHS and all around him and ignored people like Sheriff Joe Arpaio and the people who got him elected. He didn't put his base in place. And, you know, we're over 2 years in now. So I'm asking people to support what we're doing for several reasons here, Alex. One, if you like the idea of running Ann Coulter to try to get Donald Trump to return to his campaign promises, then we'd like your support. If you want to help stop amnesty bills, which will neutralize millions of you listening out there in future U.S. elections, if you realize that you cannot compete against 2 to 3 or 4 million, I think the amnesty bills that Donald Trump endorsed that we fought to stop would have given amnesty to 4 million illegal aliens. So that's 4 million Trump voters thrown under the bus permanently in future U.S. elections, which would give Democrats a permanent monopoly over U.S. elections, government, and laws. The amnesty legislation that Ali Pack is fighting to stop will eventually, might take 5 years, 10 or 15 at max, will give Democrats a permanent monopoly over U.S. elections, government, and laws. And there's no way that you can beat these identity politics, anti-white, racist, socialist agendas with some type of rational appeal that's going to change the outcome of elections anymore. They're taking us beyond that point of no return, and at this point, that's where Trump is headed, and we're trying to stop. So if you oppose the amnesty, we need your support. And even if you want to see Donald Trump reelected in 2020, we're asking for your support because you need to realize, whether I'm here telling you this or not, whether you want to think about this or not, there are millions of Americans like me that supported Donald Trump fervently and endorsed him and voted for him that won't be back already.
Well, here's the bottom line. We're getting from these socialist collapse countries the very worst, dumbest people who want a free handout. They admit that on average. And so when they do vote, they do almost overwhelmingly vote Democrat, especially the Islamicists being brought in, who are all under the control of their imams, who they get put in these factories. I mean, this is really, really scary, this giant permanent third world population being brought in that will then be voting. So I get what you're saying overall, and the bigger question is, why is Trump doing this? I mean, I'm all for the wall, but it becomes a distraction from not allowing the amnesty, because every time you do an amnesty, it just encourages the next group to come. And, you know, Ronald Reagan found that out. You're absolutely right. You know, if most of these folks didn't vote to take the guns and go along with the leftist ideology, then I wouldn't care if America turned brown. The problem is they're coming from countries that people believe in socialism. That's why they're hellholes. And it's a very, very sad thing. So we'll continue to track this, get you back up in the next few weeks. Welcome to come on the War Room on the David Knight Show with others, Mr. Keene, and break all this down. Alipack.us. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com. Thank you. We'll be right back after this break. I promise to get your phone calls. We've got Watson was doing this the other day. He's doing a TV interview. He's hosting the fourth hour Thursday. It's going to be Matt Bracken fourth hour. I'm going to take a few segments. This is a segment or two to finish up with your phone calls. So we're going right to your calls. The other side of this quick break, please stay with us.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's thebestedpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click thebestedpill.com. That's T-H-E, bestedpill.com. The online doctor's office.
For 2 seconds, going back to your calls now, and I asked Josh in Arizona to hold because he talked about the WikiLeaks, which talks about children in hot tubs and $64,000, $5,000 of hot dogs for Obama and cheese pizza, and the kids will be ready for your pleasure, and Aleister Crowley rituals and blood and semen. I mean, it's devil worship. And it's the Podestas, and one Podesta brothers in the Washington Post in 2007. Saying I have a basement that I watch, you know, deviant movies in, and he has pictures of naked kids all over his house in sexual poses. It's all in plain view of these people. They're just putting it in our face, and they want a system where we can't do anything to stop them. That's like Bill Maher. The name of his production company is Kid Love, which is, you know, is his NAMBLA slogan, basically. And he makes jokes about having sex with kids all the time. And says it's okay to have sex with, you know, kids that have sex with 35-year-olds when they're 12. Just incredibly outrageous, evil, pathetic stuff of these soulless demons, like Bill Maher. But Josh was saying he had a theory dealing with what walnut sauce is. And are you going to say it's the pituitary gland? Because they confirmed that Jimmy Savile and others would torture little kids to death, but if they couldn't get regular ones to kill, If everything was to grab a kid and run over with a car, so they could say, oh, there's a police report, they got run over. But they would hurry to the morgue, and they work with different government-controlled morgues and eat the pituitary gland as quickly as possible and get high off of it. So, yes, is that what you were going to say walnut sauce is, Josh?
Well, Alex, essentially, it's so if you search engine adrenal cortex transverse, that's a transverse bisection of the adrenal cortex. It looks strikingly similar to a walnut. Okay, and we all know that
Say that in layman's terms. You're saying if you turn it inside out.
Well, no. If you just cut it in half.
Yeah.
The color, the shape, the convolutions, the contouring.
Well, are you saying somebody that says in his emails he's in Aleister Crowley rituals, they say we'll have the blood, the urine, the breast milk for you? Are you saying that somebody like that would actually be eating pituitary glands? It came out in the Associated Press that Al Gore, not in case he got shot, he carried around a refrigerator full of blood that he didn't just inject, he drank it. And by the way, it's in the news today. I have an article here where there's these companies coming everywhere where you get young people's blood. Oh, and if the kids volunteer, they have rights now. They can be emancipated. They can go give blood when they're 10. So California says you can take a vaccine when you're 10, or, you know, now you want to have sex when you're 10. That's why they want this, so kids can start, you know, again, being paid to have their blood taken by these people. That's in the news today. Can you believe it?
It's vampirism. Absolutely, I believe it. But anyways, Jan Irving last week touched on this with the adrenochrome reference, and that's a favorite cocktail among devil worshippers. And if you look at the Podesta emails, Alex, you'll see that the walnut sauce was what was being served during their brainstorming session in terms of Hillary fundraising and campaigning.
Yes, they're going to have a fundraiser, and they're going to have walnut sauce, yep.
Well, yeah, but adrenochrome is, it's epinephrine. It's an oxidized version of adrenaline that you can consume, and it gets you amped. And
I appreciate your call. Bottom line, sir, these people are into all of that, okay? And just, you look at John Podesta. He looks like a demonic vampire ghoul. He even has vampire teeth. And he just is these are the worst people. Who do you think Hillary wants to work for? Ugly, demonic, twisted, stinking people. Because she's a stinking, demonic monster. They got one thing on their mind. One thing. And you know what that is. And they're coming. They're coming for everything you've got. Anthony in New Hampshire, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex Jones.
Hi, brother.
Nice to meet you, man.
Nice to meet you.
So I'm just watching this, like, amazing Desmond kid, and, I mean, I just don't know what to think.
Oh, how NBC, ABC, CBS has him dancing half-naked everywhere in front of men throwing money at him, and he talks about how he uses ketamine on TV and looks all drugged out. It's so cute.
Yeah. Yeah, like, I mean, I'm 25, and, I mean, I don't have any kids yet, but, like, you know, am I going to have to worry about, you know, that happening to my kids? That's really what I'm worried about.
Yes, this is taught in the schools, and adults come, men come dressed as women, and then talk to your child about the sexual preference they have. If anyone else did this to you, at a park, they go to jail, but as long as they go, I'm a drag queen, I'm going to talk to your five-year-old now about being a drag queen. It's like, oh, please do. How nice. Oh, and the kid hangs out with a known axe murderer and talks about using drugs with him on TV. It's so good.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, and then they're, like, telling, like, how, like, you know, how good parents they are. Meanwhile, neither one of them have any jobs.
Well, of course, the mom and dad don't have a job, but their son, who's now a girl since age 5, he goes and dances at strip clubs. But it's okay.
Yeah, because his dad looks like Brian Stelter or something.
Well, here's the deal. They admitted this to the British News, and here almost all these kids are autistic, so they're victims. They don't know what's happening to them. And this is the sacrament of the left. This is their religion. And the only time they have any energy is when they're stealing a child's future. You understand, when you are satanically controlled under that umbrella, these people have no energy or never alive unless they're doing bad. And so people like Ted Bundy, Jeffrey Dahmer, Adolf Hitler, they were only happy when they were doing bad things. And they talked about it. And I've interviewed some of the famous psychiatrists, they're the top psychiatrists and serial killers, and they'll talk about that in their books, that everything's like depression and like demons attacking them and then nightmares and they're cold and they're alone. And but they can just get a kid in the basement and torture them and have them beg for mommy, they just feel alive. It's like this beautiful Beethoven to them. You and I would kill ourselves if we had to listen to kids be tortured and couldn't help them. To them, it's the most beautiful thing in the world. They call it the beautiful music. I appreciate your call. And they just sit in dungeons with kids begging for mommy, and they get them out and rape them and torture them, and then they'll give them drugs and jack them back up and feed them, and then shrivel them back down, and then torture them for a few weeks again. And finally, once they've given up, they call using it up. They gut them and drink their blood in a big satanic ritual, and it's what they do. I mean, the Podestas, they never did anything wrong. They just funded the Arab Spring and mass murder over there and put Al-Qaeda and ISIS in charge. And so that's who they are. And the whole corporate media covers it up. I remember all that damning stuff of the best emails was too powerful. New York City, other states, flying kids in. We'll have 7-year-olds in the hot tub ready for you. These are pretty well behaved, but they're still kids. They'll be there for your entertainment. $65,000 of hot dogs coming in, you know, for the pizza party. And it goes on and on and on and on and on and on. And what were they going to do when all that had come out? What were they going to do? Well, they just said Newsweek, Associated Press, Reuters, CNN, MSNBC, all point at a pizza place and disinfo that it had a basement in it and it was doing all the stuff that Podesta and others went to distract everything onto that, like the Sin Eater. And so everything became that it wasn't going on there, so we could ignore Lolita Express and the airplanes and the little kids and the Clintons and all the rape and all the UN doing it and Hillary's top people caught smuggling kids in and out of the country. It's incredible. We're going to go to break, come back with more calls. And then Matt Bragg's going to take over here very shortly, but just reaching out to all the listeners. When you call up and tell me how great I am, I appreciate you. But it kind of becomes an anachronism because you're the reason we're here. And I hate having to come to you and say, financially support us or we won't be here. But I'm literally in your hands. Now, I'm resisting. We're fighting them hard. You know, supporting us, that you've got people committed to go to the very end in this fight. But I really don't want the globalists to win. And we need to be funded massively. And it's so easy to do if you just go to InfoWarsStore.com and get the all-new Turbo Force. Get the body's ultimate turmeric formula. Get Survival Shield X3 now with all three types of iodine with a deep breath crystal source. That special 50% off is about to end. Super Bowl Vitality is the last run of it. So we can't get the well-crafted herbs anymore. We may be able to reformulate it down the road. I don't know. But the point is, this is the last run of that. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. All right, we're going to come right back in just 2 minutes with more of your calls. And then Matt Bracken takes over to get into all the things that are happening and so much more. Stay with us. We'll be right back. But just remember this. Regardless of what happens with Alex Jones or Trump or anybody else, you know the truth. You just keep moving forward. You keep warning people. You keep exposing these evil monsters. The children are counting on you.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.